truth be told, or your bullshit getting old. The world is getting cold. Don't nobody owe you nothing, so quit fronting. Nothing wrong with being honest. It's a lot of broken promises. Truth be told, we could communicate without all the gun violence. All it took was one conversation. It'll prevent a whole lot of altercation.
Another episode of Truth Be Told. Today I have country music sensation Hunter Dakota Miller. Hunter, first of all, thank you for coming on, man. How you doing today?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, man. Let's get right into it, shall we?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So how old were you when you first got into music, and who were your main influences?
So I actually didn't get into music till I was in college. Cause I was a sports guy growing up. I played basketball, all the way through college. And actually an injury kind of led me to get into music. I injured my left hand, and I was looking for some way to kind of gain some dexterity back. And I thought, well, maybe let me try playing the keyboard or something, you know, maybe that'll help. And I started doing that, and I found that I was, you know, I picked it up pretty easily and I enjoyed it. So then, you know, it was just kind of a hobby, something to do for a while. And then I started by just trying to learn other people's songs, and then got into wanting to create my own. And that's where I found that was the most fun, was creating my own melodies and production. And so that's in just the past few years, I've been doing music on my own. But I was a pretty, like, a late bloomer in the, you know, starting music. But, and then as far as influences, I know I grew up in Nashville, but, you know, I probably would say more of the stuff that my parents listened to was influential on me. Like, they were big, like, Hall & Oates, Michael Jackson, Prince, Eagles. So, and I mean, and my uncle is actually a country music singer as well, so he would have to be my number one influence.
Now, there's nothing wrong with being a late bloomer, and by the way, I think your music's great, so you're doing something right.
I appreciate it.
As a fellow sports guy, I'm just curious, what sports did you play?
I played basketball. I mean, I think when I was 11... it was like that fifth grade year I was playing like soccer, basketball, football, baseball. And it just got to a point where I was like, okay, let me just pick one of these and try to be really good at one of them. You know, so basketball was always the most fun. So I picked basketball, and then I played in high school, and then I played actually at Stetson University down in Florida.
Oh, wow. Did you play throughout? How long did you play for in college?
I played I guess 5 years because I redshirted. Coming out of high school, I signed with Florida Gulf Coast University. And then I was there for 2 years and then transferred to Stetson and then played there for 2 years.
That's amazing. Now, listening to your music, do you consider yourself like pure country or more like kind of like pop country?
I definitely wouldn't say pure country by any means. I feel like I'm, you know, just barely on the fringes of qualifying in this country. You know, I would say it's more like pop country or adult contemporary even. You know, I look at somebody like Chris Stapleton as like pure country, and that's not me, or definitely not the music that I put out, so.
What do you enjoy most about being a musician, and what's tough to deal with?
What I enjoy most, I just love the creative process and learning. I love those moments when you feel like you finally have come up with a melody or a lyric that really gets you inspired. And just coming up, I just love creating, whether it be the lyrics or the melodies or the production. And then you asked what the hardest part was.
Yes.
I mean, the hardest part, honestly, is just trying to get your music out there. There's so many people that are so talented, you know, that are sharing their music via social media, you know. So it's just trying to get people interested in your music, and where it's not something where your music kind of just goes into the fray and it's kind of lost.
Right, you don't want to blend in, kind of make the same thing everyone else is making.
Right, for sure.
If there was anything about the music industry that you could change, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I guess if I could change one thing, I don't know where I would go with that, because, you know, there's part of me that would want to say, you know, I feel like everyone should, you know, pay for the music. But then there's the other side of me that wants to say, well, you know, it all should be free. So I don't know. I guess I would say I feel like it should either all be free or all be pay for it. You know, I guess that would be my answer.
No, right. Like, there's really no middle line for that.
Right.
What is the strangest request a fan has ever had, or maybe like the strangest thing a fan has given you?
Oh, I haven't really had any awkward encounters like that, to be honest, which I guess I'm thankful for. But yeah, I would say more than anything, you'll get a strange message on Twitter or something, you know, that you'll kind of have to just ignore that.
Do you think it's necessary to fail to become successful?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely would say that. And I think that, you know, anybody that's ever done anything great, it wasn't on their first try. And whether it be sports, music, business, there's so many stories of, you know, like Bill Gates or Michael Jordan, whoever it was, on their first try, it totally failed. And I just think that you can't skip steps. Like, there's a learning curve. And if you just immediately blow up overnight, I feel like those people end up being the ones that struggle a little bit because they didn't have those failures and those moments to learn and get better and, you know, work through things.
Absolutely. What so far has been your favorite venue to play and why?
I haven't done, honestly, a ton of live performing, but one that I would say that was probably just special to me was performing. My wife and her family, they do a small gathering. My wife lives on a farm, or her family lives on a farm, and they specifically asked me to come and sing a few songs, and just it was meaningful to me just that my family and my wife's family cares so much about my music that, you know, it could be the situation where, you know, your in-laws are like not wanting you to do music. They want you to just go to med school and be a doctor, whatever it may be, a steady job. But it just means a lot to me that they support what, you know, my career and what I'm pursuing. So that was easily my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Having that support is amazing, man. Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you could collaborate with any musician, who would you pick?
Oh, wow. You know, I would probably have to say, I have a few, probably John Mayer, Ed Sheeran. I mean, they would be up there for me, or Timberlake or Taylor Swift. I mean, there's so many, but you know, if it was anyone in history, it would have to be, either Prince or Michael Jackson. They're like my number one, number two favorites.
Man, those are great choices, man. I like that. I like that a lot. All right. In May 2018, you did your first ever live performance.
Yeah.
Were you nervous? And to take us, what went into that day?
So that actually was the performance that my family asked me to come play, or my wife's family, rather. So, I mean, I had never performed, you know, never sang in front of people, never played guitar in front of people. So, I mean, that whole day, I was nervous. I'm not one of those people that doesn't get nervous. You know, I in basketball, I got nervous, and especially with the music, I got nervous. But it was funny, like, once I actually got up there and started singing, I was perfectly fine. And it's the same thing in basketball. You know, once the ball is tipped off, your nerves just kind of go away, and it's just about the game, and you're just playing. So that was how it was. Like, once I started playing the guitar and singing, I was comfortable, but I mean, leading up to it, I was very, very nervous.
I know what you mean. You know, even being a podcaster, interviewing people, it's like a switch flips on, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you ever see yourself like having your own band, and what all instruments do you play?
I mean, I definitely have always been someone that I totally appreciate. Like, there's just something I think musically that happens when it's a bunch of people singing together and like harmonizing. There's just something so beautiful in that. So in that regard, like having a band would be a dream. But the instruments I play mainly would be keyboard and guitar. But you know, all the other stuff can be programmed. Like I do all of my own production. So I put a beat on all of my music, but it's not like I've got a drum set in my house. You know, the programming is so incredible that it sounds like real drums, and I'm technically creating it, but I'm not. I can play the guitar and piano, though.
That's amazing. I've always loved the piano, man. I feel like that's tough to play, though.
See, to me, that's what I was glad I started with piano, because it's kind of like a grid, and it makes so much sense to me. If I had started with guitar, I think I would have struggled with piano. But there was something about like just looking out at the piano and everything's right there, and it's like I said, it's like a grid. So it like works in my mind. It came a lot easier than guitar, honestly.
So you're kind of saying it made it easier for you to learn the other instruments because you started with piano?
Yeah. Piano is about as basic as you can start, and I'm glad I went there, because there's a lot of just theory and understanding that comes from when you know what it's like playing it on the piano and then trying to transition to playing it on the guitar. It makes it so much easier, because just the understanding that you have in knowing what you're doing versus just, here, I need to hold my hand this way to strum this chord. It's you know why you're, you know what notes you're like pressing down on the fretboard.
Absolutely. I wasn't ready for Goodbye, by the way. It's a beautiful song. Can you tell us the inspiration behind it, and can we expect like an album soon?
So that song, actually, I wrote, it was probably a year ago, but I just released it, I believe, earlier this month. Or last month, maybe. But I wrote it around the time my mom's mom passed away. And the song was about her relationship with my grandfather, who had passed years before that. But then just recently, my dad's mom passed away. And then my dad asked me, he always liked that song of mine, and he asked if I would be okay with it being played at her funeral service. And I mean, I was honored, and I did up a good version of that, better than just, you know, the demo. And I did up a version of that, and then I figured I'd go ahead and release it, because there's a lot of people that follow me on Facebook or Instagram that were that knew my grandmother and were at that funeral service. So I wanted to share that with anyone who enjoyed it, and I got very kind feedback about it.
Yeah, it was a very beautiful song. It had a lot of emotion into it.
Thank you.
Can we expect like an album soon?
So yeah. Right now I'm working on coming out with, in the past I've just done singles. I think I've released 6 so far, but my next step, I want to do either a 5 or 6 song EP, which I'm hoping will, I haven't landed on a release date just yet, but I'm thinking towards the end of September. It'll be a Friday, possibly like the 27th of September. But yeah, that'll be the first time I've released more than just a single. So,
hey, that's close to my birthday, so that's a good time, man.
Oh, when's your birthday?
The 29th.
Oh, love it. That's my dad's birthday.
Ah, Libras, man.
That's right.
What has been one of your biggest obstacles so far?
Biggest obstacle, I think, for me, is just falling into being concerned and getting too much into my head about worrying, like, well, maybe this song's not as good as I originally thought it was. Or, you know, it's anytime you're about to actually release a song, I feel like your confidence in that song stoops a lot when you realize that people are actually going to be able to hear it and it's more than just your family. So I think that obstacle of just trying to be, you know, confident in yourself and your abilities and what you can do is always something that you're trying to battle and make sure that you're in the right frame of mind and that you're releasing a song for the right reason and that you believe in it. Because, I mean, if you don't believe in your own song, why would anyone else even believe in it or care about it?
Absolutely. I like that, man. I like that. What all goes into your songwriting process?
So usually I'm more of a, I like to come up with the melodies and like maybe a piano or a guitar part first. I know a lot of people are like lyrics first, but I find that I've historically done a little better and felt more creative when I put words to a melody instead of trying to make up just some melody from the lyrics. I've done it both ways and there's varying results, but I would say usually I'll come up with a guitar part and then it might honestly be months later before I come back to it and with the lyric idea. Cause I typically come up with a piano or a guitar part or a beat and it like to do the production on it and kind of map out the song and where I want to go musically. And then more often than not, I'll kind of step away from it for a month or so until I feel like I have the right words that go with the song instead of just trying to just slap words on it whenever I get it done.
So you're a grinder then.
I try to. I mean, I'm an early bird, so I like to get up in the morning and I'm working on music for a couple hours before like my wife and daughter are waking up. So yeah, I definitely try to put in the work.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, man. ultimately, what message are you trying to spread?
The message that I want to spread, I first and foremost, I want to be positive. That is one thing that I want to do. I don't want to have anything that has negative energy about it. Another thing that I've told, you know, my family and when we talk about that kind of stuff is, you know, it's important to me that at any point I would be okay with my daughter listening to my music. She's only 6 months old, so she's not listening to it just yet. But, you know, it's important for me to create music that anyone can listen to at any time and hopefully connect with emotionally. Those two things are probably, you know, the message that I'm trying to share.
Well, I think with the kind of content we get today, that's nice to find somebody that's, you know, has a conscience and wants to put out, you know, positive messages like that. So I commend you for that.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
What words of advice do you have for aspiring musicians?
I guess, you know, it's kind of cliche, but you just gotta keep working on it. It's one of those things. It's so easy to get down on yourself. And I feel like every person that I encounter or interact with that's in music has those moments of just self-doubt and questioning yourself. And I think, you know, it's honestly, you just have to push through those days and don't let one bad day change your whole, you know, change the end goal or your end game. It's, you know, I feel like I come from a sports background. So I feel like I took that mentality into working on music in sports. It's, you know, you might have an off day shooting, but you're still trying to win a championship at the end of the year. You can't let that bad day throw off the rest of your season. So I would just say, you know, push through the bad day and, you know, good ideas are going to come. They might be few and far between, but they are going to come if you just stick with it.
I like that. You know, just because you fail doesn't mean it's over.
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Now's a part of the show I like to call fan feedback. And I take the top three questions from the fans and gotcha. We ask you, does that sound good?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
All right. First one is from @CharliePelk. And he wants to know, if you've ever met Taylor Swift, and if so, what is she like?
I've never met her, but it's funny because I'm from Nashville and she's a Nashville person, right? I want to say this was about maybe 2009 or so. She was still doing country music at the time, but she was massive. And I was actually at a J. Crew, and I look over, and there's this a tall blonde girl beside me, and I'm not thinking anything of it, but whoever I was with at the time, like, kind of just nudged me, and I looked over, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's Taylor Swift, you know? And then it's like everyone at the store. Nashville is one of those places where no one likes to disrupt a celebrity. People are really good about that in Nashville. So everyone in the store, no one said a word to her, but everyone was just kind of looking at her like, oh my goodness, that's Taylor Swift, you know? But so I haven't met her, but you know, that was my closest encounter.
Is she tall? She's a real tall person.
Yeah. I'm like 6'2" and she was, I mean, about looking me eye to eye. So yeah, she's tall.
That's awesome. All right. At Monique Yip asks, what artists inspire you to be the musician you are today?
Like I mentioned, my uncle is the lead singer of country band Sawyer Brown. And he's been, you know, he's not that uncle that you only see at Christmas. Like I grew up, our houses were right in the same property. Like he's definitely been a big part of my life and my life in general and in pursuing music. So I have to say him number one. But other than that, I would say, you know, like the Eagles or Michael Jackson. It's so hard for me to not say Michael Jackson. My music doesn't sound anything like his, but literally I wore his music out so much when I was a kid that it's hard for me to not. I have like posters of him in my house and like Prince and all this. Like, I don't really, my music that isn't like that, but you know, those people inspire me. But the people I would say I think my sound is a little more similar to, and that I would aspire to sound like their music, would be Ed Sheeran and John Mayer would probably be the few that I would say.
And lastly, at JHag719 asks, if you weren't a country musician, what would you be and why?
If I wasn't doing country music, I would probably be coaching basketball, I would say. I actually worked for a while as a writer for a website. And so I've done a couple of different things, but I grew up like living, eating, breathing basketball. So there was a time I went to grad school and I was a grad assistant. And I thought about pursuing that. And I kind of shifted gears and thought I might pursue music. But if I had to totally, you know, drop music altogether, I would have probably been into coaching.
Hunter, man, thank you so much for coming on the show, dude. It's been great getting to know you. I'd like you to take this time now to like let the people know what you have going on, any projects or anything, and also like where they can reach you at.
Yeah, I mean, first, thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor that people would even be interested in my music, and it really is special that people care. So I'm looking at, like I mentioned earlier, I'm doing hopefully a 5 or 6 song EP. I haven't decided if I want to include all 6 or not, but I'm thinking September 27th is, and if not that week, it would be probably the following week, the first weekend of October, I would say. And then I can be reached at my Instagram handle is Hunter Dakota Miller. And on Twitter, it's Hunter D Miller _. And those in Facebook is just Hunter Miller Music. So, and I post probably most frequently on Twitter.
And once again, you guys know I'm the host, James C. Turner Jr. And you can reach me on IG at James C. Turner Jr. and Twitter at JPsAllDay1990. Thank you guys for tuning in and see you next week.
Nothing but positive vibes all day. Grinding, trying to make a better way. Better listen to what the songs say. Truth be told, you better slow your roll. I've been on the same road before. You know I'm the chosen one. I spit flows from the brain, young G1.